because this taniyot, it's called one of the four taniyot. What's four taniyot? Really, there is one taniyot in the Torah. That's Kippur. There's no more than one. Then there is five from Chachamim. The five that we say, four of them, are very, very sad ones. And one of them is a happy one. Therefore, when they talk about this, they talk five taniyot. They talk mainly about the four, the sad ones. The one of the happy ones is a different category. The happy ones, taniyot Esther. That's why there is a big difference between taniyot Esther to the other four. In what way? Number of ways. We'll give as an example two things. If taniyot Esther comes on Saturday, they don't postpone it on Sunday, they make it earlier on Thursday. Every other taniyot, they push it later. Why? Always when there is something said, we'll push it later. Maybe it will not happen. Altogether, will come happy days already, Mashiach. But there is taniyot of joy and everything. Let's have it. The taniyot is also joy, happiness. That's why they do it earlier. Another thing, if there is somebody not feeling well, even the lightest thing, sit down fast. Taniyot Esther. He has to with his eyes hurting him, you know, fast, like a person. Right away, busy with his eyes. And if he has something with his, a lot of pains with his eyes, then don't pass. A pregnant woman, of course, it don't pass. And so on, things like this. If a person a little bit not feeling well, they make it easier. Other taniyot, it depends how bad he is. And so on, they find out, especially with Shabbat. The other four, known, Shiva Sabbat Amuz, Tisha B'Av. Amen. Tzom Gedaliah and Asara B'Tevet. All these things, because things that happened linked to Churban Beit HaMikdash, the destruction of Beit HaMikdash. What happened? On Shiva Sabbat Amuz, they broke the walls of the city, the enemies, and they were able to enter. And finally, fighting was raging for 3 weeks till they came to Beit HaMikdash and they destroyed it. And many, many lives were lost, and the destruction of the independence of the Jewish people. This was on the Tisha B'Av. There are a number of things happened on Shavuot of Tammuz. Number of things happened in Tisha B'Av. We look at the history, many things. They come to tell us Tisha B'Av happened five things, Shavuot of Tammuz happened five things. But among the five things, the Jews were expelled from Spain on Tisha B'Av. But there is more things that happened before. Meragelim, when they came, and they complained against the land, and the Jewish people cried. When did they cry? When was that cry? On the night of Tisha B'Av. And since then, it became a cry day for the Jewish people in the future. This is the Tisha B'Av. Of course, we have Tzom Gedaliah after the destruction of Beit HaMikdash. Still, the enemy left the Jewish people to stay in Jerusalem, gave them their leadership to continue, and he appointed leader was Gedaliah ben Ahikam, great man. But some people rebelled against him. They felt the leadership belongs to them, not to Gedaliah. This one appointed by the king, they don't want it. And the king, and they killed him. Two men, they made the revolution, and they killed Gedaliah ben Ahikam, who was a great tzaddik. Why? Because he represented appointment by the enemy. And right away, it was like they are rebelling against the enemy. The enemy came again. All the people were chased out of the land. It was deserted. No Jews anymore, and the land for 70 years. This was absolute disaster. We hope that it will. There were those people who left. Someday they will build everything and have their independence. I lost that hope for 7 years. This is what Tzom Gedalia, Asara B'Tevet, this is when the enemy came and surrounded the city of Jerusalem before World War, put it in a siege. That is Asara B'Tevet. That is all linked to the destruction of the city of Jerusalem and Beit HaMikdash. That's why they call them four Ta'aniyot. By right, there is five Ta'aniyot. But one of these Ta'aniyot is very, very strict. Different that Ta'ani from the rest of Ta'aniyot. All Ta'aniyot, all fast, they start early in the morning, dawn, till the end of the day. When comes the night. But this fast, the Shabbat, from evening, they're even just like Kippur. Chachamim made it strict like Kippur. And the Gemara said, Kol ha-mit-abel al Yerushalayim zoche ve-roe be-binyana. The one who mourns Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will let him have the merit that someday he will see the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. God forbid if a person doesn't mourn, they tell him he doesn't have the right to come to claim that he wants his Yerushalayim. How a person only mourns, there are many things he's not supposed to do. That's why we come and say, what is the mitabel? When should he mourn Yerushalayim? This is a matter of opinions among the rabbis. We know that the days before between Shiva Sabbat and Moshe Shabbat, there are exactly 3 days. Shiva Sabbat comes Tuesday, 3 weeks. Shiva Sabbat comes Tuesday, the following 3 weeks till Tuesday is the Shabbat. Shabbat is the same day as Shavasa Betamuz. Therefore, those 3 weeks are called, in the language in Hebrew, called the Ben HaMetzarim, the days between one sorrow to the other. That means all the days are called days of sorrows. Just 3 weeks, they call them Ben HaMetzarim. There are certain laws applies to all the 3 weeks. Certain laws say no. This thing is permitted till Rosh Chodesh Av. Certain things are still permitted from Rosh Chodesh Av till the week that begins, the same week there is Tisha B'Av. Which is for example. I'll give the example what belongs to us. From Shiv'asa of Tammuz till Tisha B'Av, they have to be very careful in driving, and be extra cautious about everything that happens. Not being to an argument with others, not to come into amusing, happy occasions, not to make during this time between Shiv'asa of Tammuz and from this, we don't make weddings. Why we don't make weddings? Wedding is a mitzvah. But because of the music, they don't want to make music of joy and happiness. When a person mourns, it doesn't make these things. Therefore, from Shavuot of the Moon to Shavuot, they don't do these things. But, for example, for us Sephardim, take a haircut, Ashkenazim, don't take a haircut already from Shavuot of the Moon. We are not forbidden by that. The law, Shulchan Aruch said, we are permitted to take a haircut. Later, he will tell us what days we don't take a haircut. But Shavuot of Tammuz, still we can take the haircut. When comes Rosh Chodesh Av, from Shavuot of Tammuz till Rosh Chodesh till today, we can eat meat any day. Comes Rosh Chodesh Av finished, like today. We pray Mincha, after Mincha, if we pray Arbit, we can't have meat. Before Arbit, we can have meat if it is before sundown. Now this is the time that we don't eat meat. From the second Av, right after Rosh Chodesh, till Tisha B'Av, excluding Shabbat. Shabbat, we can eat anything we want. You can eat a meal of Shlomo HaMelech, they call it. Well, why they call it Shlomo Melech? Shlomo Melech used to have meals more than the White House today, when they have dignitaries always in the make. Every day there is another party over there. Shlomo Melech used to bring thousands of animals slaughtering every day. Thousands. That means so much meat was used in his palace every day. Not only that, they tell us about how much bread, how much cake, how much. Then if you even describe it, it's unbelievable. Must be thousands of people every day in his palace. Because they used to come from all over the world. They call it always when they want to make a big party, big meal. So they call it the meal of Shlomo HaMelech. So that's Shlomo. And Shabbat that comes before Tshah B'Av, they can have even Seudah of Shlomo HaMelech and meat. And not only that, when Tshah B'Av comes on Saturday, they can have all this till the end of the day of Shabbat. They go into the, instead of Tshah B'Av fasting on Shabbat, they fast on Sunday. This is how the Shabbat is so important. Of course, then, since the Chachamim restricted Tshah B'Av to fast from the evening till evening, that means night and day, we see that it's much more restricted for us more than other Taniyot. Because of that, they made it special not to make it easy on people unless it is necessary. Many times they compare it with Kippur. Come on, come a person is not feeling well. Wait a minute, I have to eat. Oh, the doctor said, be careful how you eat. Don't eat all at once, being like, yeah, I'm permitted to eat, I'll eat anything I want. No. Eat just to survive. And you eat a lot of amount. And then you, if you need more, you wait a certain time. And then eat again. Drink also a little at a time. And there is a special restrictions. And this they have to ask a rabbi exactly how and what. That is referring to Tshah B'Av. Now, no one is excluded from this taniyot. Person must come to them and say, I'm working hard. I have to go. Otherwise, a person will find an excuse to exclude himself from this taniyot. Not so. Now, of course, every taniyot besides Tshah B'Av, we can wash. Person can wash his, or take a shower, is a lot. Tshah B'Av is not a lot. So I said Tshah B'Av compared to Kippur. What is in Kippur is not a lot. You can't wash. You can't apply any lotions, perfume, all these things. You can't put shoes, leather shoes. They put sneakers. Those days they didn't have even sneakers. Sneakers, when we say sneakers, that's not made for leather. Today most sneakers are leather. I don't know. You sell sneakers with leather? No, you sell the cheap stuff.
No, I
sell
the good stuff.
Then you sell good stuff without leather.
No.
You don't?
My brother does.
Yeah. Then your company do. Now, this is that we are not allowed to have on Tshah B'Av, just like Kippur. Of course, we don't eat, we don't drink, and we're being with the wife. Relationship they can't have on Tshah B'Av, just like Kippur. But they call it in our books, Tashmish HaMikdash, for they serve in the bed. That this is the things are not allowed. You don't have five things, you have four things. Yeah. You are not allowed to hold your. Now, this is what we have on Tshah B'Av. Now, when comes a person and says, oh my, I have pimples. The doctor told me to put, to apply something. That's the difference. We're talking when people put it for the pleasure, but not something that, again, medical, It's not forbidden. As I said, if the fast comes on Shabbat, we postpone it for Sunday. Now, the Shabbat before the fast, the rabbis should already let the people know about the coming day of the fast and the week, except two fasts they don't mention before on Shabbat. What are they? Tisha B'Av and Kippur. This is the reason. Of course, Tani also, these two, they don't mention them. And there is a pasuk that they say not to. Now, there is another thing. When comes Rosh Chodesh Av, right after Av, a person must know that he should minimize more and more, restrict himself from many things. For example, he has something, case with a goy. He should not go to the court. Try to postpone it. Not to go to the court on these days. One came to me and asked me, Rabbi, I had a case in the court, and they imposed on me, I must be on Shabbat in the court. There's a hearing, the jury is going to, my presence must be there. So, you go before Shabbat, close to the court, you take a hotel, and you stay there, and you walk to the court. The government imposing on you. So, well, I don't know, I can't do it. What do you want me to tell you? To drive and go on Shabbat to the court? You tell me you can do it. No, nothing doing. They have to go. They wait for to tell them that the rabbi should tell them, go on Shabbat. Never. What's that? Pikuach nefesh? A woman is going to give birth? That her time comes on Shabbat, I'll tell him to take her? No. You can't. Therefore, I told him, you must go Arab Shabbat to the hotel and stay there and go walk from the hotel, the closest hotel, to the place. Now, why we say they should not have the case, there's 2 months, one opposite of the other. Once Adar comes, say a month of joy and happiness for the Jewish people. It's written in the Megillah, Yemei Mishte B'Simcha, Ahodesh, Asher Nehpach Miyagon B'Simcha. This is the month that changed from sadness into joyous month. Since the Pasuk said in Megillah, Chodesh, means from Rosh Chodesh on, it's a very happy month. You have a case with a goy, run to take the case on the month of Adar. It's a lucky for the Jewish people. Comes the Av, it's the opposite. There you go. Shenichnas Av, Mema'atim B'Simcha. Once came the month of Av, it's less joy and happiness. Say about a person, a little child was very, very smart. He was, when he was 7, 8 years old, they saw him jumping and everything in the synagogue. The minute his father comes, says that. He was a quiet, nice boy. He grew up, same thing. But he got married, same thing. But his father-in-law comes, he continues jumping, running. They tell him, boy, when your father comes, you sit down, not only quiet. Comes your father-in-law, you don't care about it. His father-in-law's name was Adar. He said, it's written in the Shahan Aruf, Mishenichnas Adar, Marbim B'Simcha. When Adar comes in, you bring a lot of joy and happiness. But Mishenichnas Av, when a father comes, Mema'atin B'Simcha. But they refer to the month, but he's used it for a father.
If you have a case, you should put it off, not only after the Shabbat, but until the next month, you're saying?
No, after Shabbat. Because the days after Shabbat, from after noon and the 10th on, the days of joy and happiness. But Adar is the whole month, it's good. Month of happiness. Now, Ashkenazim, Shema Yisrael, they have many, many restrictions more than us brothers. Yes. According to the rabbis, they restricted them much more than us. You don't take a haircut from Shema Yisrael to the mood, you have to shave 3 weeks. We take a haircut all these weeks except the week of the Shavuot, which means next week, Shavuot on Tuesday. The week of that week means from Saturday till Friday, we can take a haircut. From the minute we come Saturday, the week started Saturday night, begins already the week of Shavuot, we don't have no haircut. Same thing, shaving.
No shaving next week.
That's right. For those 3 days. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's not too long. It's bearable. It's not bad. Ashkenazim, don't take shower on with hot water this Friday. They call it the Friday before Shabbat Hazon. This Shabbat is a special Shabbat. Now, there is many number of Shabbatot during the year that they have a special name. And the Shabbat before Shabbat, they call it Shabbat Hazon. There is another Shabbat called Shabbat Zachor. There is another Shabbat that's called Shabbat Parah. There is another Shabbat, Shabbat Agadol. There is Shabbat Teshuvah. What is it? Depend what we read in the parasha or the Haftarah. For example, in the month of Adar, there is Shabbat Shekalim. We read the Torah, we take Sefer Sheni, and we read about Mahatzit, the Shekel. Call it Shabbat Shekalim. Shabbat before Purim, we read Zachor et Asher Asa Lecha, Amalek. That's why it's called Shabbat Zachor. Shabbat that we read, the paragraph that begins with the word Zachor. Shabbat Parah, Shabbat before, the two Shabbatot before the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's called Shabbat Parah, Shabbat that we take Sefer Sheni, second Sefer, and we read about Parah Aduma, the red cow that they used to make to purify the people. Shabbat before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which means right after Parah, it's called Shabbat HaChodesh. We read paragraph speaking about Korban Pesach. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh, Chodashim. Come Shabbat before Shavuot, we call it Shabbat Kala. This is the Shabbat that comes exactly in the same way. We are considered like a bride. Who is the groom? Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because it's written when Kadosh Baruch Hu came to give the Torah, he came towards the Jewish people to welcome them on Mount Sinai, like a hatan, like a groom that goes to welcome his bride. That's why they call it Shabbat Kala. Shabbat before Kippur is called Shabbat Teshuvah because there is 10 days of Teshuvah. One of them is Shabbat. Some they call it Shabbat Teshuvah. Why they call it Teshuvah? Because they read Haftarah that begins with the word Teshuvah Yisrael Adesmat. Both are correct, Shabbat Teshuvah and Shabbat Teshuvah. Because the 10 days from Rosh Hashanah Kippur calls days of Teshuvah, when we are supposed to make Teshuvah. One of them is Shabbat. That's why they call it Shabbat Teshuvah. But also they call it Shabbat Teshuvah, named after the Haftarah, because the prophet was telling the Jewish people, return, repent, and come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Teshuvah means come back to God. These are the names of special Shabbatot. Shabbat before Tisha B'Av, we call it Shabbat Hazon. Because what do we read Haftarah on the week before Tisha B'Av? We read the chapter, that Yeshayah HaNabi was speaking to the Jewish people, rebuking them, and telling them that they are doing wrong, to correct themselves, and he blasted them. He lived in the time, catastrophic time, during Bayit Rishon. He saw the people are worshipping idols. He saw the people doing a lot of Averot. And he was talking, and he began the perek with this, Hazon Yeshayahu ben Amoz. Hazon means what he saw. Hoze means looking. Mahaze means Hayah Devar Hashem and Avraham, but Mahaze Lemor. When God appeared to Avraham, he showed him, like a television, what's going to happen in the future. That's called Mahaze, telling him about the future. That's the difference between we call Hoze or Navi. Hoze means he sees. Navi, he hears words being talked, spoken to him. And there was a time that was silent picture. That's what you see. Today, with that, you hear also. That's called also Hoze and Navi. Navi was only words. Hoze, only looking at the future. In Hazon, this is the prophecy of Yeshayahu ben Amoz. And he tells us all the prophecy. What a harsh words he has over there. Banim giddalti beromamti ben pashamti. I raised children. I elevated them. And they have rebelled against me. Yadasho koneu, the axe knows his owner. Bahamor, the donkey, knows the food of his owner. Israel lo yada ami lo itbana. You people of Israel don't know your master. You don't pay attention to know what you're supposed to do. Hoy goy hotes sinners, am kevet avon, people who do the worst crimes. Banim mashidim, corrupt people. You left God. You have brought abusement to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You went away from him. So what's the use sending you all kind of beating? The more you get a beating, the worse you become. He spoke so bad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell Yeshayah anything. All what you do is right, because you want to correct the Jewish people. Very good. But once Hashem appeared to Yeshayah and told him, you know, I want to send a message to the people, to bring a message to them. Then Hashem told him, I want to send you. He said, I don't deserve it. So why? He didn't say it. He said, Ki ishte mesifataim ano, because I'm not clean enough with my lips. And I'm living among people who are very, very impure. Unclean people. And he spoke against the Jewish people to whom? To God. He said, oh, yeah. He told the angel, Kadosh Baruch Hu, take care of him. But the angel went right away and talked to the plier. Even the angel did not touch it. Burning cold. He brought it, he put it on the lips of Yeshayah. Was burned from him. His tongue was burned. Like punishing him for what he said against the Jewish people. What happened? He said worse before that. Now he said one word, unclean people, that they commit crimes. There, he didn't leave one word in it. But then he was saying to them, to correct them. But here, Hashem said, what do you tell me? When you speak to me, you have to speak good about people. Compare them with others to Goyim, they are angels. He said, speak good about them. He said, look at the Goyim and look at them. He said, oh, how good your people are. But when you talk to them to correct them, okay. But not telling me bad about the Jewish people. And you have to pay for this. This is what they call Hazon Yeshayahu ben Amoz. We begin with the word Hazon, the prophecy of. That's what we call it Shabbat. Hazon, the Shabbat that we read, that is, and they used to give this Haftarah, Maftir and Haftarah, to a special name, Rabbi, just like he's going to read it and tell the people, it's okay. Good man, children, today. Do anyone. There was a time, I remember, Magen David, they were careful with these things. Who's going to take this Haftarah? Who's going to take this Aliyah of Shishim and that? Today everything, money talks. That's a different thing altogether. Now, What else do we say then Shabbat Hazon? Come Ashkenazim and say, Arab Shabbat Hazon. Arab Shabbat means the Friday before Shabbat Hazon. Don't have special clothes for Shabbat, same clothes you wore before. Shema Yisrael. We change everything. Exactly like every Shabbat. Kabod Shabbat. You have to have the clothing. They don't take a bath with the soap or hot water. They take cold shower and no soap. That's Ashkenazi. We take regular shower. Soap and everything, hot water, we have it. And they do so many things different on that Shabbat. Remove Baruch, and Chan. We don't have all these things. But from the time of Rosh Chodesh till Shabbat, person should eliminate too much of traveling. He wants to make a business trip, schedule it before these days, before these 9 days, what they call them. Rosh Chodesh excluded, which is 8 days. Or after, or before. But don't do. And also, they want to build something that of joy and happiness, fixing the house. They don't do these things during these days. Of course, a person has sometimes a damage in the house, he has to fix it. Of course he has to do it, he does it. But to build something, to prepare his son, he's getting married, he's going to look, build a house for him, he comes to build these days, this is not the time. Now, they want to make engagement.
If someone's building, they should tell the builders don't work this week?
They should make the conditions before. So listen, if you could, if you start and you can't now stop him, then we'll pay a penalty and so on. But first when he takes a contractor, well, we tell people, when you come to build, you tell him you have a house to build, a condition with him, I don't want you to work on Saturday for me. And some of them, they don't want. What do? I have the workers, I have to pay them. And some they come, they tell you it's permitted because of what he knows that he's a contractor, he's taxed by the job, by the house. It's not like those days they used to work for them daily, and today that means on Shabbat is working for you. Still, and it's not proper. It's a Kiddush Hashem is when a person can eliminate it on Shabbat because no, this house is being built to Mr. So and so. It's not proper to do it on Shabbat.
Well, on the Ashkenaz, do they have Seuda on Shabbat like you're saying, Seuda Shlomo?
Seuda, yes. To eat the meal of Shabbat, they eat. But other things, now, there come people asking, Rabbi, what to make engagement? So you make engagement, make it. But don't make with music. You make even a meal you want to make on this time of the week of Shabbat. No, make it before the week of Shabbat. Engagement is okay. But you make a party even without the music, a big meal and that on the week of Shabbat, it's not the right time. This is very unlucky. Unlucky for Shabbat to make a wedding. You come to say, you want to make engagement with inviting, they don't eat with a meal. To make engagement, meaning with the family, all this is okay. Not to delay it, because mitzvah, better to rush it. Now, on the week of Shabbat, no haircut, no shaving, no washing clothes, take shots to the cleaner. The cleaner is going, maybe, sometimes, we permit it. But to do it by a Jew is washing and doing all this, they don't do. If a person doesn't listen, I have a shirt, already was clean before. I want to change next Sunday. I want to change Sunday a shirt, Monday a shirt. You can't have cleaned only the iron shirt to change it during, but they want to find a loophole. So listen, we live in a country, it's very hot, summer, we sweat. How can we be with a shirt for 3 days? Then they tell them this. You take a shirt before Shabbat, or even on Shabbat, prepare them. every hour you wore another one. That means you're ready, you wore it. Once you wore it, you're alive. And prepare, what do you have? One sherat a day. From Shabbat to Tshari Av, there is 3 days. Prepare 3 Shabbatot before. Use them for 1 hour and then use it. Change. There is a way for everything. But to take something was clean and everything and you didn't put it before, you can't put it during the week of Tshari Av. There are many, many laws, details of this law. I'm not going to go. Of course, a person comes after Tshari Av. He wants to take a haircut. Of course he's alive. Some they say it's better to wait, even in eating meat and these things, till the 10th of Av, the day after Tshari Av, noontime. But they say Beit HaMikdash, they threw the fire to burn the Beit HaMikdash, was on the Tshari Av and lasted till the 10th noontime. But it's not the halakha. That's all only on the better side. That's why you see amongst Sephardim there is too many of them. Some people, they eat meat on the night after Tshari Av. Some they don't. They wait till the 10th afternoon. Those they wait, God bless them. Person who cleans clothes and he wants to clean it for a goy, is he a Jew? Can he clean it for a goy on this way? No. You need to make a profit from this work, he can. He does. You are not allowed to wash clothes. You can't wash for yourself. I don't know if you wash for another one. Of course, some they say, listen, you have to fix a suit. Even fixing on the week of Tshari Av, they don't do it. Some, they say not only the week of Tshari Av, the 9 days also. That means that you have to fix the shoes, fix it before. Don't do it on this way. But tell them not to buy also? What do you say? Okay. About eating meat or not, some people, they forbid it from Shavuos of the Moshav Chavah. They don't have this custom today. But they used to have many people. Some, they forbid it from Rosh Chodesh Av, right after Rosh Chodesh Tov. Rosh Chodesh itself, there is 2 opinions about it. Our custom is to eat on Rosh Chodesh, like today it was permitted. Some, they say, even now it's permitted till Shabbat, after Shabbat, the week of Tshari Av. But the custom is with us, the Sephardim, right after Rosh Chodesh, we stop. We're not going to go into all the opinions. They do. Some people, they ask me sometimes, oh, well, we cooked food with meat. We cooked string beans. We cooked that. We won't eat the meat. We'll eat the string beans. And I say, this is okay. Because after all, string beans is not meat itself. We don't want to eat the string. Even though that there is taste of the meat in it, doesn't matter. It's not meat. If a person wants to eat that, it's okay. It wouldn't be wrong with it. Of course, when they say no meat, no wine also on the week of Tshari Av, they can't say Rabbi. How about the Havdalah right after Shabbat? That's permitted. Because for the mitzvah, it's good. This is a very important thing. Maran says, a person has a new suit and he wants to put it on even before Rosh Chodesh. But when a person puts a new jacket or the suit, he has to say, Shehayanu. They don't say Shehayanu these days. From Shavuos of Tammuz, the Tshari Av.
If a person has a Berit Milah,
he says Shehayanu.
He does.
Sure. Today we had Milah, it's a Shehayanu. Tomorrow there is a Mila, the Shehayanu. Wednesday there is four Milot, Shehayanu.
Four?
Four, yeah.
And
Thursday there is one, and Friday there is one. This week, week of the boys. Plenty.
Four how?
Yeah. Really, the four are three, one of them is twins. That's David Tower, grandsons, two boys, two twins. His daughter Vivian. That's right. Two twins. And there is Vita Moseri. There is Sandra Grazi. Michael had a baby boy. That's Wednesday. Yeah, there is a number. And that's something that you can do of mitzvah. And the mitzvah is going to go. This is the time of the mitzvah. It's okay. I can't talk about food. A person comes a new food that you didn't eat before of the season. Once we know, they should try always to eat the food before Shabbat HaMoed or after Shabbat. Because you have to say Shehayan, such a case. And some they say, Shabbat, maybe it will be permitted, but they don't like it, even on Shabbat. The book said it's better to eliminate it from Shabbat HaMoed. That a person should be very careful where he goes from Shabbat HaMoed to Shabbat, not to go to places that there is a little bit risk. Among people that, you know, today we live in places that always is danger, unfortunately. Now he says, especially on these days, to be very, very careful. They say a father gets mad at this. Don't get mad at him. Be very careful. Because many times that you don't mean to hurt him, and comes without your intention, it comes, the child gets hurt.
I know woman.
When?
From the night.
No, I didn't say that. That's the law of your own. Depend. If you swim because of a pleasure, will be not allowed. But if you swim because it's a very, very hot day, just to cool off, will be permitted. Depend what is the swimming for. For pleasure? Of all to eliminate that suffering that you have of the heat. Is that clear?
Mm-hmm.
Then don't make right away. On Erev Shabbat, there is the last meal before the fast. It's called in Hebrew the meal that you stop eating after it. You determined this is my last meal now before the fast. So be careful with the last meal, not to eat. Two courses of food. You cook two different things. You cook steak. You cook a behamda. No, not on Erev Shabbat.
You don't have meal on Erev Shabbat.
I said an example. What is two kinds of cooking?
Uh-huh.
If you have dairy, also there is two kinds of cooking. You make macaroni with cheese. And then you make spinach of jibne, and I don't know. Two different things. They don't eat two different things. But raw things, it's okay. Salad and all this. Fruit, you can have. Two kinds of meals.
One main course.
Don't eat.
Yes.
One main course.
Huh?
One main course.
One main course.
What's the reason for that?
They're not to have to show that they are mourning. They don't eat things of joy and happiness on Erev Shabbat.
You're inclusive.
They come, they ask how about, if they are making rice with ajje, that's considered one, do you understand? It's not two. They ask, the books ask this thing. This is allowed or not, they call it one.
How about whatever your mother puts on the table?
Uh-huh.
How about whatever your mother puts on the table, you keep your mouth shut and you eat it.
You don't want to
you keep your mouth shut, it's good, but you eat it, it's not good. Your mother is not going to force you to eat all of this. You are going to tell, okay, mom, I'm already full. I ate. You eat one of it, eat all of it, and say, I got very full because I loved it. I can't eat no more.
As you find that her son is fasting,
when she sees that you are eating plenty, she wouldn't tell you anything. There's a way always.
Yeah.
One mother, right? What mother wouldn't? They know the son's going to fast, they bring the whole refrigerator out to take care of
it. No, it's wrong. And Kippur, okay, I have Kippur, but not I have Chavi Ab. Yeah, we are reading what is the law. There is a custom among many people that they take, for example, Jadra, because lentils, they eat it in the time of mourners. They say this is the time of destruction of the Middash. So they take these, they put yogurt in it, they put anything, sour cream. They, you know, this is a custom, not a have to, of course.
That's maybe one meal,
if a person really wants to be Hasid, some people Hasidim, they wouldn't eat anything.